This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Patriots Friday as the New England Patriots get ready for the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, including with Jones and Big Head coming up at 10, and you can listen to them on the radio or on the Odyssey app, or you can stream Jones and Keefe at WEEI.com. However you are able to listen, we would like to provide you with multiple opportunities. But we got to get back to Courtney and the rest of this morning's news.
A group of passengers sprung into action and duct taped a guy who tried to open the cabin door mid-flight. Now, I don't know. Maybe the guy was just suffering from a case of the call to the void.
Call of the void.
Call of the void.
Call of the void.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
maybe.
Greg has.
Greg has that.
I do suffer.
But
from
you would
that.
Never act on it.
No, but it is a weird thing where you're in. It happens in planes. It happens when you're at like up in an like if you're up on the observatory of a building.
Yeah.
And you start to feel that urge to jump. It's a very strange thing. But
does it happen for you during the Tavai interview?
I mean, I don't understand how I'm the one. It was Wiggy who said effort, not me. I didn't say effort. I just said, what's the issue when it comes to tackling?
Yeah. Well, you might have said it before. And I was just trying to get Jelani. He's not saying that you
we
guys.
We have to re-listen.
Not
honestly.
Putting in effort.
Should
but
we re-listen?
It's usually, it's like an effort technique. And, you know, focus thing.
Yeah.
Pick one of the three, Jelani.
But anyways, this flight was going from Milwaukee to Dallas. Mm. We can hear from one passenger speaking to ABC 7.
There was no time. He was 2 feet from the door. It was just chaos. He was going for the door. And so I just grabbed the guy from behind and kept him from pulling the thing on the door. You know, we were on our knees holding him down.
Now, if he actually pulled on it, would the door open?
No.
Like, aren't they?
Well, I think you can probably open it during flight.
No,
I
mean,
it would probably be very difficult.
No, I think that's something that.
But you've had doors that. Well, I guess that's
blown off.
They come off or something.
Right. But I guess I don't know where because this we talked about something like this before, and then just doing some research, they say that you. It's extremely difficult. I think damn near impossible to open the door.
Unless you're like a flight attendant. Because then I would be really scared every time I get up in the air.
No.
Texter is correct. Sounds like that man was on something,
yes.
As my late mother would have said.
Do you think we have a terror watch list, which is very important. Do you think we should also have a moron watch list?
We probably should, yes.
The NFL and NBA are warning players about an organized crime ring that's trying to rob them while they're playing on the road. Now, this was highlighted when Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce both were hit while they were playing. Mm-hmm. But it seems like this is happening more and more.
Mm.
And they believe that it is an organized crime ring. The leagues are addressing or stressing not to show off your house on social media because they believe the suspects seem to be using public records, social media, media reports, and surveillance to gather information on their targets.
Okay.
Really, really
so
scary.
So don't do one of those Instagram or TikTok, the day in the life of Brittany Mahomes or whatever.
But you think she does that? Or I think this is more inside job. Like maybe it is the organized crime, but they're getting people that know, whether it's a cleaning service or whoever, like, hey, I do Patrick Mahomes' house.
Well, I mean, it could be. The story is just that the NFL is saying don't put all your stuff out on social media.
Right.
Because then they find out where you live.
But I would say if I'm
like,
the NFL.
Remember when Dak Prescott was pissed that everybody was criticizing him about the mansion?
Yep.
Knocking he was knocking a place down and putting a new one up.
Yeah, and they had drones that were like flying around. It's
just,
not right.
And also, if I was the NFL, just be careful who's in your circle.
Yeah. This is interesting. The Thanksgiving meal is expected to be cheaper this year.
Oh.
Yeah, this is good news. New reports show that turkey is among several Thanksgiving items that will be cheaper this year. Pumpkin pie mix, frozen peas, and sweet potatoes have dropped since 2023. Mm. Your meal is expected to be down 5% from last year.
Mm.
Pretty good.
Are you a pumpkin pie person?
No.
You're not?
Apple pie.
How can you not? Apple over
I'm with you all day.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, it's not even a
question. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah, pie, all pies are gross.
What do you mean it's not even close?
Apple pie is, dominates pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin's
like,
too, like,
bodies it.
Yeah.
Mushy.
I'm with you.
Leave pumpkin pie off your lips.
Pumpkin pie doesn't even crack them out.
Oh,
Rushmore of pies.
You could have just said I plan on it.
Yeah. It's the greatest pie.
I would decide.
Well, do you have it whenever you see it out? Or only on Thanksgiving?
Well, this is like the stuffing thing. I never see it out.
Who are you, Mel Kiper?
Well, you did
eat like
me
a pumpkin pie slice a day.
Well, I'm just telling you.
You did tell me that Ocean Prime had a pumpkin butter cake.
They had pumpkin butter cake, which is extraordinary. Wiggy's had 12 of them.
No, I've had butter cake, but I've never had a pumpkin butter cake.
But yeah, I mean, it's...
Have you memorized Ocean Prime's menu?
Probably.
Yeah, I have it too.
But I just don't...
It's not even close, Greg.
Apple, to me, you can have anytime. Pumpkin, you can only have on Thanksgiving. That's why I like to have it on Thanksgiving.
Why can't you have pumpkin flavor regular time?
Well, I mean, you don't generally have... I mean, like, I guess you could sit down and make one if you wanted to, but I'm just... It's available.
Greg's right. You don't have a pumpkin spice latte in June.
I'm not a big pie maker, so...
Fire pumpkin pie into the sun.
Yeah.
Okay. Any update on the Neptune Oyster trip where you're going this week?
Neptune Township?
Whatever it's called.
Brees is leaving in the evening, like late in the evening on Wednesday.
My idea.
Which kind of seems like a cluster F.
I don't think that's a good idea.
But then you wake up where you are.
11 o'clock or something like that.
How just, late in the evening? Are like we talking six, after midnight?
He said, no, he said like 6, 7. Eight,
oh,
like,
damn.
He is. It's going to take him 8 hours.
Yeah.
It's going to be quicker at 7 than it is at 3.
No.
Absolutely.
I mean, it'll be quicker than 3, but 7 is still going to be
it's a 4-hour drive without traffic from here to the Jersey Shore.
Right. That is not the case.
I am
4 hours to the Jersey Shore that's without traffic?
That's what it says on...
4.5.
When I MapQuested it.
But is that like northern Jersey Shore? Because you're down south.
Yeah. I mean,
Neptune Township, it is 4.5 hours.
All right, so 4.5 hours. So if you leave at 3, that's probably going to take you like 8 hours. Yeah. And if you leave at 7, that probably takes you about 6 hours.
Yeah.
Why not leave at like midnight?
No, I would leave right after the show or I would fly.
Midnight? Like, I'm going to be sound asleep at midnight.
I'm saying
like,
for Brees, leave at like 10 p.m.
Oh, and Greg, you're wrong. You're not in the southern. You're right at the tip of the Jersey Shore.
Oh, I thought it was. No, because like
the northern portion.
It's north of Tom's River. It's
yeah,
way
but it's
north.
South of like Monmouth County. That's the tip. That's the tip of the Jersey Shore.
I don't know. I've never been to Jersey.
Okay. It is.
Yeah.
He's right next to Asbury Park.
Well, Curtis is shaking his head. Isn't Monmouth County north of Neptune?
When I went to the Jersey Shore, I was relatively inebriated, but it was far. Tom's River was like where it started for me.
I don't even see Monmouth County.
Can you just pull up a Jersey Shore?
That's in New York. Isn't Monmouth County New York?
No.
It's just an absolute nightmare driving anywhere. during that period of time. Like Tuesdays, they say Tuesday's going to be worse than Wednesday.
Right. But if you
like,
leave
I'm going to, I know the issue. I'm going to leave the city and then I'm going to get out by 84, mm-hmm. you know, out in Sturbridge.
Right.
And there's going to be 12 miles of traffic
right.
trying to get there. It's just.
So 11 p.m. will get you in at what? 2:30? 12, 1, 2, yeah. no, 3:30 in the morning?
I might fall asleep while driving or whatever.
Maybe you're right. If you take a good nap.
Brees Hill says, he just texted me, 7 is the best time to leave.
Huh.
7 p.m. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm going to fall asleep.
Because you're going to hit, you know what's going to happen. You're going to hit traffic in New York and Connecticut because every lane in there is being worked
right.
on. So
you got to figure out whether you're going Tappan Zee or right. George Washington. You
and most construction company, places, they work at nighttime. Yeah, so
but not on Friday night. Oh, well, it'll be Wednesday.
Yeah,
huh?
So you have to factor that in.
All right. Anyway, where were we? What were we talking about?
Well, we talked about a banana piece of art that debuted at Art Basel in Miami Beach in December of 2019. We've
yes.
gone over this in the news before.
Yes.
It was estimated to sell for $1.5 million, but it sold for $120,000. If you're watching on Twitch, that's
yes.
the piece of art. It's a banana that is taped with duct
right.
tape on a
and
wall.
And all the Art Basel people were sitting down there going,
yeah.
oh, what is the interpretation of the banana duct taped to a wall?
Right. You could make this literally for $6.
Correct, yeah.
At your home. It just sold on Wednesday night. Any guesses for how much?
At Sotheby's?
Yep, at Sotheby's.
Sotheby's?
Mm-hmm.
You said, so it originally sold for what,
$120,000?
$120,000, so now it's probably worth $1 million.
Yeah, I would say $1.5 million.
I mean, what's...
Curtis?
I'm sorry. I'm just navigating the Jersey Shore right now. I'm trying to figure out where everything is.
It sold for $6.2 million
wow.
on Wednesday night. Crypto.
People spend their money on the stupidest things.
Yeah,
what
well,
we
it was
doing?
Justin Sun who made the purchase. He's a crypto entrepreneur. And
well, see, crypto's up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Buy the dip.
Why do you want to buy a banana?
It's art.
It's not art.
No. You can't understand it.
Yeah.
If you buy
yes,
that,
I
you're an a-hole.
Not,
like,
you,
I'm
you,
sorry.
You don't have
If
the...
you're spending $6.2 million on a banana with a piece of duct tape, you are the most obtuse person I will ever meet in my life.
It's not just any banana with a piece of duct tape.
No,
it's,
it is.
It's
exactly what it
it's
is.
It's the banana.
Well, I could go recreate that, Greg, in a mere matter of moments.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
it'd be like Shime, somebody saying to you, you would buy a piece of art for, what is it, hentai? What's the thing you're always watching?
Anime.
Or Pokemon. They'd be like, well, that's...
Yeah, but I wouldn't spend $6.2 million.
Because you don't have that type of money. But if you
Even
were,
if I did, I
if
wouldn't.
If you was a billionaire, stop it. You'd be like, oh, I got to get that Pokemon for $3
million. Okay.
Comment on the Hill family text line.
Uh-huh.
Brees Hill says that artwork stuff is money laundering.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Did he sign that Hunter?
Brees.
I have no idea.
So he
maybe,
has to buy that to make
is,
his to make his dirty money clean.
On the crypto side of things,
yeah.
maybe.
Could be.
I have no idea.
But there are people out there. Listen, when you get to that level of richness, people buy anything.
Okay, but we mock people who buy dumb things.
Oh, well, so, I mean, everything might be, it might not be dumb in whoever bought that size.
Like, so what do you think they view it as?
I don't know. They might think it's your dumb that you pay $2 million for a Brady rookie card.
So when that...
I would never in a million years.
When that banana goes rotten and starts getting mold on it, is
right.
that art?
It probably already has. Right. I mean, it was a year, you said
2019. So yeah. And if you, when you buy it, that's you
disgusting.
Now are able to recreate it. Mm-hmm. Like you're buying the rights to put a new banana in. It's like, obviously.
You're buying the rights to a duct tape?
Right.
I mean,
what
I wouldn't do
world?
It, but I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the guy fell for the banana in the tailpipe,
right?
Obscure reference. all right. Anything else?
Well, just lastly, there could be a Christmas tree shortage because of Hurricane Helene.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane Helene wiped out a Christmas tree farm in North Carolina.
Is it just timing? So yesterday, there's a stuffing shortage. So
yep.
the Bell's stuffing people... say, wait a minute, you're probably going to have to pay more for your stuffing. Now the Christmas tree people are saying, hey, wait a minute, you're going to have to pay more for your Christmas tree.
Well, this Hurricane Helene wiped out 80,000 Christmas trees at this farm. We can hear from Graham Avery of Avery Farms talking about the total destruction of the crop.
You can do simple math, and then, you know, if we have 60,000 to 80,000 trees that we've lost, and they're $30 to $55 wholesale, I mean, it's a tremendous amount of money. It's gone. And it's going to be a tremendous amount of money to strip all this land back down to dirt and start all over. So it's millions of dollars, and it's many years. So it's just awful.
Well, that's why I'm glad that we are going after the show to get our studio Christmas tree today.
My mom has already freaked me out. She texted me and she said, you need to make sure that that tree is watered every day because you don't want a fire.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Colleen, it's time to get a therapist and stop putting this on Courtney.
No, but I mean, if I'm not going to do it, who is?
She's capping.
But see, she does this to you. I love your mom.
How would the fire start?
Well, no, that's the whole thing. I mean, you hear about that every holiday season where Christmas trees go up in flames because they're not properly watered.
Did you ever have... real trees?
We always get real trees.
Yeah.
All right. Did you water them every day?
Yeah.
I had a real tree pretty much every Christmas because my youngest son loves going out and getting them. Yeah. Put the water in at the beginning, and that was the last time we put water in it.
Yeah.
They don't, and I'm not buying that.
I think we could just put that on Ken's list of things to do.
Water it.
I'm going to water
Curtis,
it every day.
Would Ken Laird be available to water the tree every day?
Hardest working man in showbiz.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there's an app, too, that you can, like, it'll remind you to water your tree.
We could just do a little schedule, like, one, like, Mondays it's us, Tuesdays it's Jones and Keefe, Wednesdays it's the afternoon show.
Somebody can do it.
Stiz Grimey can take Thursdays.
Yeah. They do go up a lot. They do go up fast, because I used to love when Christmas was over, we'd bring it out in the backyard, and we'd set it on fire, and that thing would go up quick.
Yeah.
It's one and done with these guys. Like, that's the great thing is we go there today.
Yep.
James is going to pick the tree out, which I love. And then they bring it, Christmas trees for me, brings it here, sets the whole thing up, skirt, lights. Mm-hmm. We don't have to try to figure out the stupid little metal things that you have to put back into the decorations every year. We have to deal with the lights that are all tangled up and half of them are broken. Done, fixed, ready to go.
That's a good service to have, though.
Yes, it is.
That's a really good service.
It's not worth the effort. Like, some people like to do it because they like to put their little decorate. Yeah. Like, no. All right. We are going to take... Is that the news?
That's the news.
All right. We are going to get to Courtney and to what is trending this hour.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99, and I see Lorenzo on the phone who's saying Neptune is in Monmouth County. I do believe it's near the bottom of Monmouth County, and it's way below, like, Rumson Sea.
Okay, we have a map. I was going to do this during the weather. Mitch, put this up. Okay, so you're going to see where there's a small dot right above Lakewood. That is where Neptune, what's township is. Cape May is all the way south of Ocean City, still Jersey Shore.
All right.
Okay, so you're talking about the top of the Jersey Shore.
Mitch, go up, because go up to Rumson. That's the Jersey Shore as well.
But you're saying it's at the bottom. The bottom is like beneath Atlantic City.
Okay,
you're
so way, I'm sorry, way down. Is it middle bottom?
No, it's at the top.
Yeah, it's at the top.
It's not at the top, because Rumson is above that.
It's like 5 miles from Rumson. It's like a 140-mile coastline.
Yeah, Rumson is just below Highlands and above Monmouth Beach. So Rumson is in because the map's right in. I was like, it looks like it's at the top of the shore because Atlantic City's way down there.
Well, Brian grew up in the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, he would know.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
So the very beginning of the beach is where Sandy Hook is with Seabright, Rumson right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Long Branch, Asbury Park. So Neptune is just below that.
Okay. All right. So we're talking lower portion.
No, you're talking about the top.
It's central. It's central Jersey, basically.
Central. Okay. Then that's perfect.
Curtis and I, we're both wrong.
Not even close. It's 140 miles.
There, you don't.
Do you have a map in front of you, Courtney?
Brian lives there. You don't.
Do you have a map in front of you, Courtney?
Yeah.
Cape May, where is that on the map?
Did you just listen to Brian?
I'm asking you a question. Where is Cape May on the map?
Just because you talk slower doesn't mean that it makes you sound more calm. Right. I get it.
Okay, just because you're wrong and you can't accept it, it's frustrating.
You can't accept it.
It's not central.
You are always wrong.
It's not even close to central.
Okay, you're right. You're always right. You are always right.
I really just don't want to do the drive.
No, just look at the map. Where's Atlantic City?
Where's Rumson?
I'm talking to you. Where is Atlantic City on the map?
Can we?
Much further down.
Can't wait
right.
Down there.
But so, I didn't say Atlantic City is anywhere. I didn't bring up Atlantic City. You did.
Can we?
You're always right.
It's 5 miles from the tip of the thing. It's at 140 miles of coastline.
You are a genius.
All right.
No, I could just read a map.
We have got. Do we have any trending left? Oh, yeah, we didn't even get to trending.
Yeah, trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins beat Utah 1-0 at the TD Garden last night, and the Browns beat the Steelers in Thursday Night Football. A great game, final score 24-19. It is a Patriots Friday. We talked to Jelani Tavai already this morning. If you missed that, go listen on the Odyssey app. He talked about how the Pats are expected to play against the Dolphins, who kick off at 1 on Sunday. And the Celtics have the Wizards on the road tonight for another NBA Cup game. Tip is at 7. And it's here. The Prime Rib Dinner is back at the 9. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime ribs served with your choice of two sides. Available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You gotta love the 9s. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
44 degrees after.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
June high 50.
In about a half an hour, Frank will be here. Frank is one of Pudge's pals. In fact, if you're watching the show right now on Twitch or on YouTube, I'm sure that the man in black, our vice president of Twitch services, Twitch Mitch, will be able to show you, give you a heads up on Frank, who is the cutest little doggy who would like to find a forever home and will be here at 9 when we get to Pudge's Pals. So that is coming up. Speaking of pals, Wiggy, one of yours that you played with, one of this show's pals, has called the program this morning, the great Matt Light. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, sir.
What's happening?
Oh, listen, I just got to say right at the gate, looks like you touched a nerve with Jelani, my friend.
Well, I didn't touch a nerve. I merely, you and Wiggy have discussed multiple times on this program that the tackling around the NFL is not at the level that it should be.
Right.
I therefore was just asking the question.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, Matt, you watch this team from time to time. Do you feel like they struggle when it comes to bringing the opposing team individual down? From time to time. That's all I said.
Hey, listen. I get it completely, but the fact is you said it, right? What do you know about tackling, Greg?
Yeah,
What do you know?
Yeah, that's...
By the way, Wiggy and I don't know anything about tackling either. I mean, all we did was, you know, try to keep people from, you know, squeezing through the line of scrimmage or catching balls. We don't know anything about tackling. But here's what I would say.
Yes.
Right? We need to get a whole bunch of those fake Christmas trees and put them on the field and let them try tackling those things.
Yeah, I knew.
You know, maybe that's the answer. We have to switch it up. We got to find a new way to teach, you know, these youngsters today.
Yeah, I mean, I knew you're a real tree guy all day long. Am I right about that?
No. So I'm glad you said that. The reason I wanted to combine these two is because A, I'm a fake tree guy. Oh. You can tackle a fake tree over and over again, right? You can spruce it up. For all of you people that know about fake trees, you know the worst part about it is when you have to fluff up all the individual branches to make them look lifelike. There is an art to it. It's scientific. And all I'm saying is maybe that could be the new tackling aid. Maybe that's how, you know, we get these guys to, you know, perform better on the field. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
The new tackling dummies, the Christmas trees.
I guess I would be sensitive to it. Somehow he took it as it was an attack on the effort. It wasn't meant to be an attack on the effort.
Oh, you called him soft, so I can.
Well,
get
you,
it.
I no, nobody. I did not call him soft. You said it was the effort.
I said this usually three things, Matt: effort, technique, and focus.
I think effort was said three times.
Like Greg.
But you know. So here's what I would say, though, right? And I think, you know, seriously, it's something that has been brought up a lot. And I think everybody kind of understands it, but for whatever reason, it does fall on deaf ears. And it's hard to put yourself as a fan into kind of the mindset of what it takes to perform at a very high level. Because, look, you know, you get to see training camp. If you go to training camp, you get to see little windows, little pockets of the commitment and the repetition and all the things that you do to get ready. And as I've said ad nauseum, I'm sure you guys talk about this a lot, is they don't have that anymore. They just don't have the time. So, you know, it's not about effort. It's not about their intelligence. It's not insulting any of that stuff. It's just the mere fact that, you know, we had 50 times to run through, you know, one particular play or one idea or a concept that we want to try to implement. They've got like maybe two opportunities to rep that in practice, and they don't even do it at real speed anymore because we don't put pads on, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, the pads come off and now everything is kind of virtual. We're going to virtually go through this. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it leads to very sloppy football.
Well, Tom Brady's on this kick a little bit where, and I don't, you know, every time, whether it's Tom or you or Wiggy, there are the responses. Well, yeah, we get it, old man. The game isn't played. The game isn't played the same way you guys used to play the game.
Right.
But I mean, you can clearly see that there are guys who are just not able to bring somebody down or and this defense, Matt, that's what we thought was going to be good on this football team, not knowing what Drake May was.
Well, and there's a lot of other factors too, right? I mean, like the fundamentals, the things that we're talking about, you know, that come, you know, come out very visibly whenever when you're not able to practice these things. Okay, that we get those things, but you know, these injuries obviously played a major role. You got veterans, you got guys that, you know, bring a ton of experience. They bring a lot of confidence too, by the way, when they're out there. Now they're not out there, and you know, you got a lot of question marks, and that's not an easy thing to overcome either. But I mean, I can't say enough, and I'm glad you brought up Tommy, because look, Brady is talking about this, and I think he has to be careful how much he talks about it. But I can promise you this much: a decade ago, I'll never forget, I was in Gillette Stadium. He was getting worked on by Alex, and I popped in probably to have him sign something for the foundation or whatever it was. And he looked at me and he goes, "Light, if you were playing today, you would literally be able to sleepwalk through all this stuff. The game is so simple." And it wasn't a cocky thing that he was saying.
Right.
He was just, you know, talking about the difference between how difficult it was. Like, training camp was miserable. And throughout the week, you know, we were hitting. I mean, we were hitting, you know, the week leading up to the Super Bowl one year. So, you know, I think there's just a big difference between how the game's being played today. And I would argue that it's just not as good of a product. And there's a lot of reasons for that.
Matt, having you on today, hours after it was revealed that once again Robert Kraft comes up short in his bid to be elected into the NFL or the Pro Football Hall of Fame, why hasn't this happened? And what are the next steps, you think, for Robert to get in? What doesn't he have that he needs to do to be enshrined in the Hall of Fame?
It's a good question. I mean, I can't understand, you know, how he couldn't be, you know, the guy, right? And you know, to be overlooked or whatever. But look, it's a, I think all these things, there's these governing bodies, there's these rules, there's these people to vote, you know, it is what it is. It's always mysterious to me, you know, who gets in and who doesn't. I think the way that I always look at it is, it's not a matter of, you know, will he get in? I mean, it's just when, right? And I'm sure it'll happen sooner than later, but it is a bit of a mystery why it hasn't happened yet.
Well, I think it's been, he's been eligible for 13 years or on the ballot for 13 years.
Yeah,
is that 13, correct?
Yeah.
That's because they're morons. They're dummies, whoever vote for putting people in the Hall of Fame. You just look at the guy's resume and what he's done with the franchise.
No.
And then you base it off of that. And, you know, 6 Super Bowl wins.
Well, I think there are people that look at it, these writer guys or whatever, that look at it. They look at Spygate and they feel like that you guys were cheating.
But it was you got to look at every.
But that's fine for that 1 year. But then there's been.
Yeah, no, they were exactly. doing it. I mean, guys were doing that forever, Matt.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, you know, we can't condone that. We can't allow, you know, that to get into the Hall of Fame. Yeah, look, I mean, it's going to happen, right? I mean, for whatever reason, and maybe, hey, by the way, and this is maybe a wild conspiracy, maybe he doesn't want to have that honor yet. Maybe he's dictating when he's going to go into the Hall of Fame. Maybe he feels like he has work to do. I don't know. Yeah, maybe he's using it as an incentive. Maybe he has a say in it. I don't know, because it doesn't make sense. But, yeah he's going to get there.
Yeah. What do you think of Drake May so far? I mean,
yeah, I like it. Look, I think I said this, you know, on the show earlier, you know, before the season started. My biggest hope for this team is that we are going to be able to see week to week improvement. Right now, I'm not saying that we've seen that, but in terms of Drake and his development and the thought processes that, you know, you see him going through and the decision making and. Okay, it's not perfect. All right, we got to stop turning the ball over, right? But there's a lot of factors that go into that too. Yeah, he's got some areas to improve, as everybody does. But he's definitely improving, and I feel good about him. I mean, I think a year from now, you know, we're going to see, you know, an even better performance, you know, out of him week to week. So yeah, I like the kid, and he's smart.
Since you played forever with the greatest to ever do it, what does Mahomes have to do to be in the discussion when it comes to the GOAT?
Yeah, I mean, I think just keep doing what he's doing now, right? I mean, you can't take anything away from that guy, man. As much as I'd like to, you know, have some choice things to say, I mean, he is a gamer. The guy's clutch. You know, he's a lot of what Tommy represents, right? I mean, the confidence that you have when they go out there, when it's on the line, when the game, when you have to make the best plays, that dude rises to the occasion. So, you know, I think now it's just about longevity. Can he continue to do it at a very high level the way Tommy did and keep stringing these wins together?
Yeah, I can't hate him as much as I want to because he's everything that Tom was. But question for you, Matt, you would know this, you know, as well as anybody. Bill back coaching next year? If so, where?
Yeah, great question. I mean, I've struggled with that one because part of me says once you get out for a little while, it's really, really hard to come back to something like, you know, coaching in the NFL, head coaching position, right? But if anybody can do it, it would be him. And I think I just have this gut feeling that he really wants to get back at the helm and put a team together and do the things that Bill Belichick is designed to do. I mean, it's the only thing I think that is like number one on his priority list. He sure as hell isn't, you know, ate up with golfing, or I'm sure the Manning cast and all the other stuff that he's doing out there in the media world isn't as fulfilling. I think it's going to come down to, you know, the number of opportunities that he has, the conversations that he has with the front offices, and then obviously the players that are on that roster. And I think that'll be anybody's guess, because I think there's going to be a lot of things that continue to shift and change in the league now. So, you know, I bet you we'll have a clear picture here in January, February of where he'll end up.
He did find his soulmate, though, so maybe that will.
Yeah, what, 24 reasons for that.
He's living his best life.
Did I see that you have a Bruins alumni event coming up to benefit your foundation?
Man, we do, and this is the 10th one, and, you know, our man Lafredo put this thing together years ago, but you know, we've got Tuca and I believe Char is going to show up. I mean, it's an awesome day at Warrior Ice. And listen, if there's kids out there listening, grab mom and dad, come out on December 14th and we'll be taking over Warrior Ice Arena. You can show up, watch a great game. And it's a lot of fun, man. I mean, we have great prizes, 50-50 raffles, all kind of stuff for the kids to do and enjoy. And it's the one time that I get to act like I know what the hockey players do. And we need to get the one and only Jermaine Wiggins out there on the ice with us.
Yes.
We need a player.
Wiggy is pretty good on the ice. You would let me know.
Right. I'll pull
so
up.
So it's the 14th of December at Warrior, is that what you said?
Yes, sir. Okay. Puck drops at 2 o'clock, and it's going to benefit the foundation. And listen, if you can't make Warrior Ice, you know, go on the website. You go to mattlight72.com. You can get tickets right there, or you can show up the day of. But we've also got the most gnarly side-by-side that we're selling chances to. $500 could get you a $65,000 side-by-side. I know that sounds ridiculous, but this thing is unbelievable. So, anyway, ways to support the foundation.
All right, and Jim Montgomery is coaching the Bruins alumni, or too soon?
Too soon.
We'll see. News at 11.
Matt, happy holidays, and I'm glad you called the show.
Yeah, and by the way, I appreciate being on, man. As always, in a very happy Turkey Day, my favorite holiday of the year.
Because of the food,
gobble up.
Because of the food, do you shoot your own turkey?
You know, everybody asks that, but it's not the season. So spring is the time for turkey hunting.
Oh.
And in the fall, I do the domesticated thing, man. I buy the bird, nice farm raised bird, and throw it on a Traeger, nice smoke, and we eat like kings.
Smoke the thing. Huh.
Fried turkey.
You like the fried turkey? Yeah.
That's
all right,
nice.
Matt Light, thank you.
Yeah, fried is good, but smoking is good. You got to try the smoke. Give it a whirl.
You don't have to tell Wiggy that.
Give it a whirl.
Matty, we'll see you. Happy holidays, bud, and we will be right back. One of Pudge's pals in the studio with us in about 10 minutes and on Twitch and on YouTube. And if you're feeling generous, you can give Frank a home for the a forever home for the holidays. So
Jackson said softest dog he has ever pet.
Oh, does he pet a lot of dogs? Jackson?
We all do.
Curtis, you asked Matt Light about the landing spot for Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I am sold completely on the Jaguars story.
Ooh,
I don't know whether
it's Russini, yeah, who said that that's the job Bill wants.
You want to know my evidence?
Yeah.
Here is how Pat McAfee introduces Bill Belichick on the weekly Monday spot on ESPN.
Joining us now, the greatest coach of all time, greatest general manager of all time, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Belichick.
If you don't want to be the general manager, why would that be part of your paid intro? Doesn't that? Yeah. I don't know. That just stood out to me because he's never really been referred to as that.
Like you'd look at Bill and think, you know what? He doesn't want. He wants to go somewhere where he can win right away, where he doesn't have to do a lot of that stuff. Wants to be, you know, beat Shula, but maybe you're right, Curtis. Maybe he loves that part of it too, or maybe he wants to redeem himself. If he's heard people suggest that he wasn't a great GM, that he wants to redeem himself on that.
Who he surrounds himself with. He's not going to go into a building and not have control of everybody he interacts with. Like, it's McAfee who gets the list of questions not to ask. It's Lombardi who, you know, shines his shoes. It's Patricia that gets him lunch. Like, he doesn't exactly go into places where he wants to be challenged.
And it's easy to turn an organization around nowadays and win quickly. I mean, it's easy to do that. You look at the
what's your opinion, head coach?
Yeah, look at the Minnesota Vikings.
What's your opinion on Trevor Lawrence?
I mean, I think he's a good quarterback. I think he has all the talent, the tools to do everything. It's really he just hasn't been able. Whether it was Doug Peterson, whether it was Urban Meyer, the coaching hasn't been great for him, and he's still making some of those rookie mistakes. But they paid him a ton of money, so clearly they feel like, all right, he's the franchise.
He's got another 4 years left or something
but it's
like that.
Right?
What do you mean it's easy to turn a franchise around? The Vikings have been good for, like, a while now.
hurt.
Last year they were 7-10 because Kirk Cousins got hurt. The year before they were like 12-4.
All right, and when were they the year before that?
See, they were 8-9.
Okay, so it's easy to turn a franchise around.
Yeah, they brought in Kevin O'Connell.
Right.
When Kirk Cousins was healthy, they were really good. He got hurt, and then they're still really good now.
Right, like, but
they've
been good. No. But it's easy.
I mean, eight wins, we can laugh at it, but that's 2 years of the Patriots right now.
The Jacksonville Jaguars were a playoff team, you know, several years ago. The point that I'm making is there's no longer when you go to an organization and you look and you go, oh, that's going to be look at the Washington Commanders. They're right in the mix. And when I say turn a franchise around, get them right back into the postseason hunt, that's easy to do in today's game. If you get the right quarterback or if you have the guy, maybe you get the right coach who kind of can come in and flip the switch on those teams.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think adding Bill Belichick to the Jacksonville Jaguars, all of a sudden they're this amazing team. It just doesn't make sense to me. But
well, not amazing, but are they a better team? Are they a playoff team?
I think it goes by Trevor Lawrence. If Trevor Lawrence is on, he's on. If he's off, he's off. You've got Mac Jones in there. This is not a good team. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, that you need the quarterback. It's not going to be Mac Jones.
I don't think Bill Belichick makes them better.
See, I think he would. Yeah. I think he makes any franchise
better. How many games?
I don't know.
He make them a 5-win team instead of a 2-win team?
Does that really change the organization?
No, I'm with Courtney. I don't think that the Jaguars are all of a sudden a great team with Bill Belichick.
Nobody's saying a great team.
Bill's always good for 2 extra wins or something.
Okay,
right?
But we're all talking about the change in the NFL, which is that coaching doesn't matter as much because you can't actually coach tackling.
Right.
So what is the real benefit of Belichick anyway?
By the way, 617 Texter is asking for a rare content replay on what occurred with Jelani Tavai earlier. Do you want that?
Please.
Did you want the whole back and forth, or just who is responsible for the?
No. What do you have?
I have.
You have the original question.
Yes,
you're looking at it.
I have the original question. him being confused, and the follow up question.
Okay, that's fine. So this occurred earlier on this show with Jelani Tavai. Well, one of the other areas where this team has struggled a little bit this year is tackling. Wiggy talks about it. Ty Law talks about it. I feel like if I'm going to say it about you, I ought to say it to you. So you even struggled a little bit when it came to wrapping up on Sunday. What is that in your mind when it comes to this defense?
What is what?
Tackling, is it a lack of effort? Is it a lack of what? Technique? Discipline? You know, I guess maybe
you're saying. Not getting the guy down.
There you go.
So Greg did not say.
No, he didn't say.
Effort.
But I try to clean it up for him to say. Because he was like, Jelani.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, Jelani was like, what do you mean? I said, and that's why I said, I think what Greg was trying to say is that it's, you know, there's multiple things. What is it? Effort? Is it technique? Is it discipline? And then he kind of went from there.
Clean up aisle, Greg.
Well, he went from there, and then he said he was personally offended by the.
No, he said personally.
By the suggestion, even.
Well, part of it, though. He knows that. Like, effort is something that people always bring up when it comes to tackling. Like, that's just a thing that anybody who has been around the league will tell you.
I take that personal when I hear that.
Yeah.
So when you say that there's a lack of effort, then I know the effort that the guys are giving. I know the effort and sacrifice that they're putting on the field.
But do these not Jelani specifically, but do the players on this team look like they take this personally? Because they don't to me.
No.
It doesn't look like people that get embarrassed and want to fix it, because then you wouldn't keep repeating the same mistake.
Well, they did respond when Mayo called them soft.
Right.
For a week.
Right. Well, the Bears helped.
Right. Well, that's why like Matt Light said, I don't tackle. But I know from being around guys that you can easily.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Jets helped.
Take your foot off the gas and maybe not give as much effort. Or it could just be a lack of focus, or it could be just a lack of technique. And that's why the other thing I brought up is in today's game, the tackling now has been taken over by knocking the ball out. So guys are so focused on punching a ball out or stripping a ball out that rather than getting the guy to the ground, well, they're trying to tackle him, they're ripping him out, and that guy's able to maybe sometimes run through those type of arm tackles.
All right. Well, Coming up in about 20 minutes, a little help for the Playboy and the Princess when it comes to parlays this weekend. We'll get that from Nick Costos. Tell you how to wager this weekend. But next, you should. I don't know what you're doing. If you have a moment, 5 minutes, go to YouTube, watch this show. Go to Twitch, watch this show. We're going to meet Frank. Frank is from Buddy Dog in Sudbury, one of Pudge's pals. And Frank is hoping that you might be able to give him a home. So we'll meet Frank next.